Episode 2558, Are Goals Clogging Your Clarity?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready to jump into your day with just anticipation of what's to come. You know, God has something incredible for you this year planned, but we have to be open to His plan. But the question remains, are goals clogging your clarity? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Life gets complicated with mindset, plans, and dreams. The roles you think that are well-defined confuse your direction. Are goals clogging your clarity? You know, have you ever had a pipe that won't drain? That annoying slow dribble down the drain with the remainder of the water holding on for dear life to stay in the sink, or for us, it's the shower. It's ridiculous to the point that your expectation of the clogged drain deprives you of a relaxing and invigorating shower. That's how it was for us. Yes, we have this drain in our shower, and it goes oh so slow, and it's been like that for a long time, and it's been going like that and building, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse. Well, we just had a 95-point inspection by our plumber. He came and looked at all of our fixtures and our showers and our baths and everything. And so we went through it, and we have a lot to look at. So we had to go through, and I said, oh, wait, I got a question for you. He's like, okay. So I pulled and pried open the drain, and I said, what is this? Because you see, I looked at it before, and I know this might be TMI, but literally the amount of space for water to go down the drain was no bigger than the size of a dime. Yes. And there was all this other stuff, and I didn't understand it. I've never had that problem in all the houses that I have lived in, including that I can remember when I was little enough to understand drains and working with my dad. I never saw drains that bad. So honestly, I was a little concerned. I was like, well, maybe they put something in and I'm afraid to like poke at it or whatever. What if I crack the pipe? Then we're going to have foundation problems because it's going to be leaking into the foundation. And I'm like, okay, this is not good. But we had the plumber here, right? We had the expert. And so I asked him, I said, okay, Mr. Expert, what is this? And he looked at it and he said, soap scum. I said, are you serious? He goes, yeah, that's soap scum. It just builds up over time. I said, you've got to be kidding me. Sometimes our goals can be just that, a clogged drain that won't go away. It's a soap scum. It just keeps piling up. We just have all these goals. The determination to achieve the goals detracts away from the vision, the long-term goal or the dream. Because, you know, with every short-term goal, there's a long-term goal. You want to wash yourself, right? You want to clean your body. That's the short-term. Long-term, though, you want all of that dirty stuff that you wash off your body to go down the drain and go far away. And every single time you get clean, which is your short-term goal, you want all that dirty stuff to go far, far, far away. But what happens when it starts collecting? Soap scum. Yuck. Short-term goals, long-term goals. If you want to achieve that which you believe to be your dreams for a lifetime, you must be willing to fight for clarity. You got to clear your drain. Seriously, you do. You got to get all that soap scum out. And clarity is not about setting goals. Clarity is the companion to your audacious goals, illuminating your vision daily. So does your clarity line up with your goals? Because sometimes it's real easy for us to layer upon layer upon layer of goals. We just keep piling it on. You know the dog pile that you do? Oh, my kids love to do it to their oldest brother. They just dog pile him, and it is hysterical. I cannot wait till our little grandson gets big enough to jump in to all of that craziness, because I can just hear his giggles right now. He's gonna be like, yeah, dog pile. My uncle, this is the best day ever. But you see, sometimes when we dogpile our goals, all we get are soap scum. That's all we get. And it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And what we think we're doing is getting us closer to where we really want to be. It's not. It's actually slowing us down. And sometimes, you know, we try to dogpile everything. We try to get it all done. We try to rush it, that the little things are missed. So to stay in the race, you have to set the pace. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Set the pace. Your goal should come from your soul. It's that connection to your vision moving you forward in the right direction. But if you're clogged up and you can't find a way around the messes, how can there be blessings? I like to say, well, if you can't find a way around the messes, where are the blesses? Where are you going to find it? You're not. You're not going to get very many when you only have a dime size hole to let everything else flow through. You get to set the pace. And that's the thing here. Sometimes we are so hip on getting it done that we forget there is a pace to achieving your dream and what you're going after. If you rest too much, you'll miss what's important. And if you go too slow, well, you'll miss what's important. So how do you set the pace? Well, number one, P, prune. Prune what is in the way. There is so much stuff that gets in the way of what matters, yet you still try to do it all. If you want to reach your dream, you must prune what's in the way. Because I tell you now, there's a lot of stuff that gets in the way. Just yesterday, I was putting up my big, huge yearly calendar. When I say huge, it's like, I don't know, 72 inches long. I don't know how much is it wide, but it's a big, huge wall calendar, the biggest I've ever had. Well, this year I've got some big plans. And with big plans comes a big calendar. And I was like, you know what? I really need a big calendar. I got to keep track of stuff. And I wanted to put down first everything that was important. And so I started writing it. And I wrote down the important dates, birthdays and trips that we want to take and commitments that I have and certain conferences that I'm going to and my masterminds and what I'm doing for AIM and all of this stuff and my publishing and the book writing and all of it. And I look at it and I step back and I'm like, oh my goodness, there's still a lot of white space, not dime size, but big enough that you know what? I can achieve exactly what I want. But I've got to be willing to take away things that don't fit into what I'm doing. I can't say yes to everything. I've got to be strong and command my no. So you got to prune what's in the way. That's the P of pace. Number two, A, abide. Abide by your values. Don't sell yourself short and don't cut yourself out. You have to secure what you want by aligning your own set of guidelines, your values. If there's something you question, that's a good indication that you better think twice. Are you looking at things from the wrong perspective? Sometimes we think, oh, I'm going to take this shortcut. But deep down, there's something nudging you going, yeah, girl, I don't think you should do that. It doesn't fit with you, but you don't know why you're unsettled. You don't know why. Well, maybe you need to take a look. Are you abiding by your values? Are you feeling comfortable in what you have said, this matters to me? Because you see, you know, go back to that soap scum. If you're covering up all your values, guess what? That dime size, it's not going to open up. It's going to shrink even more. P, prune. A, abide. Number three, C, contribute. Contribute daily to your vision. And you do this by setting the goals and taking one step every day towards them. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. That is truly my life's motto. Besides, nothing is impossible. I have a few of them. I don't have one. I'm really, truly an open book, and it depends on what chapter I'm flipping to. What part of my life, what part of my now I'm looking at. But that one step, it leads you to miles of greatness. Stepping back and looking at my huge wall calendar, going, wow, I still have a lot of white space to what? To create my now, to do what I need to do, to go out and attack my dreams and go for my goals that I want to do that's going to live up to what? The vision, and not just my own vision. The vision that God has given to me, a heavenly vision, which is much bigger than my vision, let me tell you. Every single time I'm like, Lord, do you really want this? And I kind of back away. But it's really cool to see it on paper, especially when it's like half the size of a wall. And I look at it, I'm like, okay, this is crazy. Yeah, it might be crazy, but if God's involved, nothing's impossible. but you've got to be willing to contribute daily to your vision. Why do you think I show up every single day here on the podcast? Because if one day slides by, what happens? You go in Never Never Land. Something else distracts you. I'm amazed that we have been doing this and we're completing our seventh year, heading into our eighth year. And I'm so grateful for that. And I celebrate that. I celebrate you, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. If you weren't listening, I still wouldn't be putting in the time. But you see, if one person benefits from my words that are spoken, that don't come from me, they come from God. Yeah, it's my heart speaking. These are things I do my best to live out on a daily basis. Do I get it right all the time? I don't. But it's so important that we are taking those daily steps and contributing to our vision. Not just when it's comfortable, not when it's easy, but when it's tough, when we're tired, when the kids are yelling at us all day and we still need to go do something. Yep. Think back to going to school. When you didn't want to take that test, did you just go to the professor and say, "You know what, professor, I'm not wanting to take the test today. I'm just not ready for it. Can we schedule it like 2.5 weeks later?" Yeah, no. You don't get a pass. You got to do it, right? Set the pace. P, prune. A, abide. C, contribute. And finally, number 4, E, establish. Establish your rhythm. Here's where your mindset and habits intertwine. It's the rhythm in your everyday. Rhythm is a component of the synergy to create your now. When you are in motion, you can shift and pivot. It allows you to do what you need to do. But when you're not, well, you fall flat. It's kind of like the building up of soap scum. I never thought I would talk about my drains, but it's a part of real life. Now, I know you're probably thinking, "Well, Christiane, didn't you just take care of your drains and, you know, clean them all out when you first saw it?" Well, I didn't know what it was. And my concern was if I tried to prune it, tried to get some of that stuff out, well, if it wasn't the stuff that couldn't go down the drain or might hurt my drain, I didn't want it to fall. So I had to ask the expert. I had to say, "What do you think here?" And he says, "Nope, you can just chop it up little bits at a time. If a chunk comes out and you can pull it out, great, do that. But if it comes out like in flakes, it'll just wash right down for you." So I took care of my drain. And then I went to all my other drains in the house. Oh, let me tell you, some were okay, but there were others not quite as bad as mine, but there were definitely bad. Sometimes we allow our goals just to become the soap scum of our life. We try to make it seem like we're getting a lot done. "Oh yeah, I accomplished this and I got this done and I got this done." But does it meet the ultimate place that you're headed? The journey, the vision that you have for you, is that where you're headed? You've got to set the pace. Because when you set the pace, you're opening the door to what you value. You're opening the door to your goals, to opportunities. You're opening the door to your heart. So I really want you to think about, what are your goals doing for you? Is it a clean drain? Is it like, "Yeah, I get it. I wash up. I feel good. And there's no clog. It's not a problem. It's anchored the right way." Or do I have too many things? Do I need more white space? Do I need to take a step back and see the whole thing, understand my vision so that my goals actually can help and align with what, not only what I want, but what God has in store for me? If you want to win the race, you got to set the pace. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.